Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is significant for USDA because this means that implementation work on the 2018 Farm Bill can now continue, but also a number of key services, particularly those provided by the Farm Service Agency, can now be made available again to producers without any limitations. There had been a number of those provisions as far as a functioning marketing loan program, the market facilitation payments, ongoing implementation of the seed cotton program for the 18 crop. A number of those things were put on hold during the shutdown. However, working with USDA leadership, they had started to bring some of those critical services back online, such as the marketing loan program for cotton. But now that the funding has been restored, that will allow producers and marketers to have full access to that program. And as far as the market facilitation program, we would remind producers that the sign-up date has now been extended until February the 14th. That's the new deadline where the application must be made for that program. However, the date to certify production continues to be May 1 is the deadline to certify 2018 production. And that's to allow hopefully enough time for all of the 18 crop to be harvested and ginned and have that total production number to provide. But nonetheless, all producers need to make sure they at least complete the application by the 14th of February.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, there's a group in Congress that is working to try to address funding for border security measures. And if they can reach an agreement that is something that the president will support, then hopefully we can see a funding package move forward in mid-February that would have funding for these departments for the remainder of this fiscal year. If that is not possible, then there's still a chance that we could experience another partial government shutdown because of lack of funding. But at this point, we remain hopeful that that is not going to be the outcome given the experience that we just went through with this 5-week shutdown.